blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. It's 58 on Friends Plaza now. Ed'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A jury has found a Champaign man guilty of killing his estranged wife. Yesterday, Champaign County Judge Thomas DeFantis read out the verdict, finding Robert Arnett guilty of murder and concealment of a homicidal death. Arnett was accused of strangling Naomi Arnett in her home in the rural town of Sadorus in May of last year and burying her body in a wooded area south of town. State's Attorney Julia Reitz says although there was no smoking gun directly linking Robert Arnett to the murder, she was confident that the evidence would convince the jury.
The fact that this was a grave that was dug for her to be buried in, the fact that he was given opportunity after opportunity to tell what really happened, and it wasn't until her body was found that he comes up with this ridiculous story about finding her hanging. All of it put together created a very strong case.
Arnett's attorney, Emily Monroe, says they'll appeal the verdict in the next 30 days. Judge DeFantis has set a sentencing hearing for November 3rd. Reed says she'll ask to sentence Robert Arnett for a 60-year maximum prison term. Governor Rob Blagojevich says he's trying to clean up Illinois politics, but he's not signing an ethics bill passed by the House and Senate earlier this year. Instead, he signed an executive order yesterday that includes fundraising restrictions from the ethics bill, including a ban on campaign contributions from large state contractors. The order takes effect in January. The governor says he'll use his mandatory veto to take the reforms in the original bill further. But critics say the governor is being disingenuous. Cindy Canary, director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, says the executive order is weak because the governor is in charge of policing himself and he can rescind the order at any time. The governor accepted tens of thousands of dollars this year from people and businesses with more than $50,000 in contracts with the state. The move did not please Danville Republican Bill Black, one of the bill's many House co-sponsors. He thinks the governor expects legislative leaders will be reluctant to override the ethics amendments, but he thinks they won't be passed either due to constitutional questions about the governor's use of the amendatory veto to make improvements to legislation.
So rather than just sign a simple, straightforward ethics bill beginning the process of ending pay-to-play in Illinois, he has to play games with it.
The governor's amendments would expand the contributions ban to cover all statewide and legislative officers plus state parties. They would require lawmakers to affirmatively approve pay raises before they take effect instead of letting them take effect automatically unless voted down. Black says if the governor is serious about ethics reform, he should sign the ethics bill as it is and make his other ethics proposals to lawmakers separately. Illinois politicians took to the national stage last night at the Democratic National Convention. They were part of history, but few attendees remembered much about them. From Denver, Robert Wildebohr has more.
A half dozen politicians from Illinois, including the Attorney General, Comptroller, Treasurer, and Senate President, spoke last night, but they had only a few minutes each. John Knowles is a state representative in New Hampshire. He was in the Pepsi Center and paid attention, but couldn't remember anything particular about the Illinois speakers. But he did take away an important lesson from what they said.
They all are people who have worked with Obama, who knew him, and they're all here supporting him, saying that based on their experience, he's a person that we should support. So, I mean, that's worth something to hear that kind of thing.
Several attendees who couldn't really remember the speeches of Illinois politicians did remember the stories of Obama's early days as a community organizer in Chicago. For them, that underscored Obama's commitment to public service. At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Two email messages that were really attempts at identity theft that may have looked authentic enough to fool some holders of University of Illinois email accounts. The U of I's Office of Computer Information Technologies and Educational Services, or CITES, is trying to track down just how many of the emails got into the hands of staff and students and how many people responded back. CITES security spokesman Brian Mertz says on second glance, the emails purporting to be from CITES are obvious attempts at a common fraud tactic known as phishing.
If people look closely at who sent it, you could see that one email address originated out of France. The other one didn't look anything at all like a university email address. So the content of the letter was pretty good for a phishing attempt, but the little details made it pretty easy to spot if you knew what you were looking for.
Mertz says at least seven people did send in their account information. He says those who did should immediately change their U of I passwords. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 7:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. And good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, when they go fishing, that's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, I think.
Yeah, I think some got fished or attempted fishing here.
Yeah, you got to beware. I did hear about that circulating around our building. So I just don't give anybody any information over the Internet. They don't get it. They want it, they can send me a letter or something or call me, and I'll work with them that way, but or do it in person. Just don't trust it.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good way to...
I'm not smart enough to go through and pick out the little parts of the code that